Jimmy Kopp with Live Nation. Are you and Tom Canton still working on Paul for Mohegan Sun? I know that's on his bucket list.
We never stop.
Good.
So if he tours in 2023, we will try make every effort to bring him to Mohegan Sun. That's
wow.
For sure.
He's so active.
Yeah, he really is.
Yes, he really is. I actually I might have mentioned this on a previous show. I was actually at lunch this summer, and he was 5 feet away from me. But he had just come back from a funeral, so I did not.
Oh, I can't approach him.
No.
How do you know he was coming back from a funeral?
Well, he was dressed up in a tie and a jacket and a black suit, and I know that his brother-in-law, his ex-brother-in-law, Linda Eastman's brother, had died earlier that week.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So he was with a bunch of women that were very well-dressed and a bunch of men that were very well-dressed, so I made that assumption.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep.
5 feet.
Right there. So close.
Did you say a restaurant? So you were sitting like right next to him?
Well, he was standing 5 feet from me. He was eating inside the restaurant. I was eating outside the restaurant.
You saw him standing there? He was just 5 feet. Well.
Yep. Well, you've booked him multiple times, so you've...
No, I booked him only one time.
Oh.
That's
one
it?
One time
Hartford.
In the Hartford Civic Center. Yeah, oh. That was it.
Oh, wow.
That was it.
Jimmy, look,
and never said hello to him.
Oh.
Which was a regret that I will live with the rest of my life.
And every story I've heard about him is he's a real chatter. Like, he loves talking to people.
Yeah, he engages in conversation. He won't take selfies.
He won't take selfies.
But he prefers conversation.
He won't sign autographs.
Right.
But he loves talking to people.
Exactly, and I'll take it.
So what was your thing? You didn't want to bother him? And
I started to stand up, and one of the women with him said, pointed their finger at me and sort of shushed me and put me down.
Wow.
This
and
is
I said,
at
oh,
the at
okay.
the XL Center or at the restaurant?
Oh, no, this is at the restaurant.
Right.
The XL Center, I thought I'd be pretty cool about it, and I thought that I'd wait till the end of the show and then thank him for the show, and that would be great. And by the time I got backstage, he had left the building.
Right.
I said, damn, I missed my chance.
I'm so sorry, Jimmy Koblick.
Oh, this is interesting. So the restaurant, you almost made a move.
Damn.
And then the woman, like, put the finger up, like,
right.
Don't do it.
What finger should you use?
Like the teacher would tell you when to shut up when you're in school. That
I've
sort of thing.
She put it over her mouth or she held it up?
Oh, no. She pointed at me and said, sit down. I went, oh, okay.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. It was very clear.
See, wow.
Ha, see, I'm a little too old for someone to do that.
Yeah,
to
someone does me, and now you've engaged me.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm coming over. Regardless.
No, you sit down.
Right. I got a different finger for you, lady.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Was she a big woman? Do you think she could
kick
your ass?
Oh, no, no. No, 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 no. No, she was not a big woman, but her finger was very, very effective, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I sat right down.
Wow.
That was it. So, okay, nope, no problem.
No problem.
Yep.
Nope, so I took a picture of him without, and they weren't happy I even took a picture of him.
Oh, man.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they were in mourning, so.
Yeah.
Right.
I sort of get it. I could send you the picture, and you could see how close I was.
Oh, yeah. Can you do that?
Awesome. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. Dirty look again.
It'd be funny if you...
No. He looks fine. You know, I posted on my Facebook page, and a lot of people said he looks better than you. I said, screw you guys.
Aren't friends nice?
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Someone on Facebook was rude.
Said something wrong? What the hell you say? When that started happening? Every day for me.
Oh, wow. And then Hartford, you didn't go back there, and you thought maybe you'd see him after the show, and he was gone.
Yeah, I thought it'd be pretty cool about the whole thing, and just go afterwards and thank him very much for
great show
for being putting on the show and telling him how important he was to my love of music and. You know, act like an idiot, probably, but
right. Fawn, gush.
Yeah, fawn all over him and be like,
gush,
you know, just what he probably doesn't want to see or hear. But I was going to do it anyway.
Always have a plan.
I think he would love a conversation with you.
Yeah. So
you guys share the love of music and Beatles, your first concert.
You've met so many people each, you know.
Yeah. Ian, you're writing out the check.
Exactly right, yeah.
Why wouldn't he like to meet you?
Yep, you have my attention.
Yes, well, I just sent you the picture. You'll see how close we were to each other. But it was...
I see an eyeball.
Oh, Jesus. It looks like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I was right next to him.
Wow. And yet you managed to snap off a photo. Awesome.
Wow. And he does look great.
Yeah. And he does look better than me. That's the thing that puts me off.
I wasn't going to say that.
No.
Cheryl and Seymour, what's your question, Cheryl?
My question for Jimmy is, I had purchased Justin Bieber tickets for my daughter, and they had canceled the tour, and we haven't received a refund yet, and it says that you have to wait for the event organizer to cancel it. Now, Justin Bieber's website says that the tour is canceled, so I'm just, we got the tickets through Ticketmaster.
All right, so the question is, when do you get the money back?
Right.
Gotcha. Correct.
Have you spoken to Ticketmaster? Because I believe we're giving refunds.
All right, hold on. I know what I'm doing here.
I'm
a professional. Here we go.
Yep, both said.
All right. Did you talk to Ticketmaster?
We tried talking to Ticketmaster, and they're saying the event organizer hasn't officially canceled it yet. It was supposed to be at Mohegan Sun.
Yes. Well, the event organizer is Mohegan Sun, but I could speak for them. I believe we are giving refunds back, if you want to. We are hoping for a May date next year.
Okay.
But it hasn't been announced because he hasn't announced whether he's going to tour. But if you do want a refund, I'm pretty sure you can get one. The best thing you can do is speak to Ticketmaster again and say you want a refund. I'm pretty sure that they're giving refunds.
So, Jimmy, if you're having them next year, can you apply those tickets for this show to next year?
If you hold on to them, yes. Okay. But if you don't hold on to them, get the refund, and then just have to rebuy the tickets again.
Okay. And did this Justin Bieber show sell out?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. So if you're going to go, Cheryl, you may want to hold on to them.
Okay. I just don't know, you know, what's going on next May. I'm supposed to be going to Italy for anniversary. Right.
If you have any problems with Ticketmaster, I'd call Mohegan Sun.
Okay. Yeah, because they just told us that they can't do anything until the event organizer cancels it. And I guess technically it's not canceled. It just says postponed.
Yeah. It is postponed because he's hoping to read through the date, but I still think you can get a refund.
Right.
I do believe you can get a refund.
Yeah. Go for it.
All right, Cheryl. Keep us posted. Yes. Call us back next week.
I will. Thank you so much, guys. Right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. Jay in Newington, you have a question about ZZ Top.
Yes, good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Morning.
Thanks for what you guys do, by the way. Appreciate it. I'm on the road doing sales, and it makes my morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I got a question. I was up in Burlington, Vermont for the weekend, and I passed by this little small theater, the kind that you still change the letters by hand.
Okay.
And it said ZZ Top, October 16th, and I said, can't be. So I checked into it. It was like a 1,500 place, and they were playing there on Sunday night, and I was like wondering why a band that used to sell out, say, the Civic Center was playing a smaller venue like that.
Because their fans have lessened. Is that a polite way to put it?
It's the arc of a career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way things go.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like a lot of production put up that for just 1,500 people, but I mean, I'd rather see them in a small place like that. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay on that Sunday because I wasn't driving back late at night.
Yeah. That'd be awesome seeing there.
But
I know what you're talking about. I saw, you know, a couple of Jimmy's ZZ Top shows at the New Haven Coliseum.
Yeah.
First show was the Guelo. They had a massive stage production. They had a car dashboard that unfolded on the stage.
Yeah.
They had the furry guitars that spun. Like, they had the video. They had everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do not bring everything with them that they used to, because they don't get paid as much.
Yeah, the travel light happens, this one, yeah.
Right.
You cut down.
When you have a video that's being played on MTV every 5 minutes, when people were watching MTV and we were playing their, you know, people are selling, it was a different time.
Yeah, with this show, you'll get one Z, just Z Top.
Yeah, that's...
But the arc of a career is a great way to put it.
Mm. Yes.
Beef Man.
Hey, guys. I heard the Kinks are getting back together, Jimmy. Do you have any news on that?
I have not heard that at all. I'd be very surprised if they do.
Wow.
Yeah, and I Googled it, and they said they are, but who knows?
Yeah, that might have been a three-year-old article.
Then I've been sarcastic, too. Yeah, we're getting back together, and never, you know.
Are they all still alive? The Davy Brothers are both alive?
Yeah, they're still alive. I think Mick Avery might have died from the band, but...
Okay.
But you know what? Brothers, family members, I've watched it through my whole career. They are the most dysfunctional people in the world when they're in the same group. It's just, it's sad. I mean, look at the Beach Boys.
Right.
Great example. Don't get along real well. It's just sad. It's just sad.
The Gallagher Brothers. Yeah.
The Gallagher Brothers, great example. Yeah. Yep. You're right.
Phil?
Right.
They've both admitted, like, yeah, they can't be on stage together. Yeah, so Dave Davies is the one that started this, and it's because their hit song, You Really Got Me, will be celebrating its 60th anniversary. It was released in 1964, and I guess that they were hoping that by that time he and Ray would be able to get on stage together, and apparently they have spoken about it, and all he would say is that it's possible.
Right. Yeah, if I can make a fist, I'd punch you right now, Tor.
Yeah, well, listen, the Black Crowes finally got back together.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Brothers didn't get along either, yeah. So it does happen every once in a while.
Fogerty?
Yeah. I think Van Halen's the only one that ever had it. Two brothers were successful and didn't fight.
And they fought.
Oh, they definitely fought.
But they didn't break up.
Right.
No, you're right.
They were smart.
But John Fogerty would not get on stage with his brother for the Rock and Roll induction Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah, right. Tom was there, and Tom's now died, so.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. That's really sad.
It's his final get on stage with him now. Card him out.
Didn't one of the Davies brothers knock out the other one?
Yep.
Like, on stage.
During Come Dancing.
During a song, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Come Dancing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic.
It's awkward.
Brothers. Yeah. And the sisters.
Do you applaud?
Have a heart. You know, it's not only brothers, it's sisters, too.
Yeah, the hearts.
Hearts broken up a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Right now.
Including right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Including right now.
Jimmy Koplik is on. If you have any questions for him, 1-877-764-2535. We get this question a lot. Jimmy, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Boy, I'm hoping I get him next year. We're working on a date. Hopefully, they'll play Mohegan Sun. Fingers crossed. Been a long time since they played Connecticut. I think 1997 or 8 might have been the last time they
played. They're due.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it.
Wow. They're due.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Need some peppers.
So what are they? They'll do New York and they'll do Boston and figure that they
They did stadiums last year. This year, it should be. I mean, this past summer, they did stadiums. And I hear they are still talking about playing arenas next year.
Smooth.
Foo Fighters, any news on them? Maybe getting back, you know, a new drummer or whatever?
No news on the Foo Fighters. I think, personally, I think they will get back together. I think the two memorial shows they did for Taylor Hawkins sort of made them feel like a band again.
Yeah.
And although we've heard nothing, my own personal feeling is I have a feeling they'll stay together.
Nice.
Was that something? Have you seen any of the clips from those tribute shows?
Oh, with the sun
some
playing?
Of those were the greatest live performances ever.
I thought Wolfgang Van Halen was probably the best of them all.
Nice.
Unreal. Unreal. Wow, what a lucky audience.
Right.
Bruce Springsteen has a new album out of covers. Any news on him touring?
Yeah, he's playing on Mohegan Sun March 12th and sold out.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. That was bananas.
Yep.
That went in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Literally. Record time.
2 minutes. Gone.
2 minutes. Yep. Yes.
Iron Maiden recently played Massachusetts, Long Island last night. Any word on them coming to Connecticut?
No, you're right. They played Worcester back on Monday, and they are talking about coming back to Connecticut, and hopefully we'll get a Mohegan Sun show next August.
Awesome.
Andre and Derby.
Yeah, Jimmy, I was going to ask about Maiden because I know they're coming back to doing like the Future Past tour. So my other question then would be, I know Kiss is going to add more dates before they wrap it up. Any word on next year?
The only place they haven't played in Connecticut is the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. We have some fire marshal issues. The type of flames that they use. So we're trying to work it out with the city. And then if we can work it out with the city, I'll make an attempt to get them into Bridgeport.
Oh, I'm so there.
Cool. Because they played Bridgeport before.
Webster.
Yeah, Webster.
With Aerosmith.
Yeah, we saw them, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they don't, they're into not playing the same venue over again.
Right. So, okay,
because
next door.
It's the final tour, so they're trying to be somewhat respectful of the final tour, although... Nobody is. Everybody has had a final tour that's not been a final tour.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay. So probably August for Maiden then at Mohegan. That'd be
that's
sick.
What we're hoping for. Yep.
Cool.
August.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks.
Thank you, Andre. Oh, wow. Kiss would be great.
Oh, my God. I was so there at the amp.
Yeah, it'd be great.
What would the fire marshal problems be?
It's that outside.
The above canvas, the tent, part of it?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Yep. He could be right. I'm not saying he's wrong.
Yeah.
We really have to check things out.
Mm.
Just put a lighter on stage.
I guess you got to figure out how far these things go up.
Right, how funnel things are, yep.
Mm. Yeah, how hot it gets.
Right, hotter than hell.
Yeah, what would be worse, the wrath of the fire marshal or the wrath of Howard saying, who's going to pay for that?
I don't want to be around either one.
You thought Gene Simmons spits blood. Look at Howard.
Wow.
Or the wrath of Howard talking to the fire marshal.
Right.
That's fun.
All not good.
Jimmy, Judas Priest last Thursday, I heard they were amazing.
Amazing. I honestly wasn't there. I had planned to go there, and at the last minute I decided not to deal with driving up to Wallingford from Stanford. But from what I understand, they played a song they hadn't played in 40 years. They opened up the set with a song they hadn't played in over 40 years, which was pretty amazing. And it was the opening night of their tour.
Yeah, that was really exciting. We got a chance to talk to him, thanks to you and Bozzy.
Great guy.
It was a really great interview.
Yeah.
Rob is a great, great person.
Yes, he is.
Always been a great person.
Paul in Glastonbury.
Jimmy, I saw the Doobie Brothers recently. You want to talk about a band that enjoys themselves on stage?
You saw them in Bridgeport?
Yes. What a great,
that was the perfect place to see them.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, I was there. That was a great show.
My God.
And you are right.
They were just so fun. You could tell they enjoyed being up on stage and doing the show. It wasn't like they were tired of it or anything. But so thank you. The Bob Seger, is he going to tour again or is he done?
You know, he keeps threatening to retire, and he loves being on the boat in Lake Michigan, and is one of those guys that is really honest about his feelings. And, you know, the irony is 36 years ago today, we had him at the Hartford Civic Center.
Oh, wow.
So we are celebrating an anniversary today with Bob Seger.
Yep.
But nonetheless, I think as he gets older and older, it's less like you will see him on the road again.
Yep.
You know, if you listen to that song, Turn the Page, you could hear how brutal touring is.
Exactly.
And you don't really see these towns. You're basically on a bus.
Yep.
And you're on a bus or in a hotel room.
Either or stage.
And you walk out, you do the show, and then you're back to, you know,
yep.
And you're moving this city, and you're just constantly traveling, and you're disconnected from family and friends and life in general. And, you know, that short time that you're on the stage, that is the highlight of the whole deal. And
that's
what keeps you going.
Yep.
And it's very difficult when you reach a certain age to really get out on the road and tour. It's a grueling existence. It really is. We see it as, it's just great, you know, but he's 77 years old. And
Right.
You know, putting a tour together when you're 77 years old isn't easy.
Yeah. All right. Oh, let's see how Jimmy Koplik reacts to this story. We heard this Friday. And I beg this guy to please call in today. And here he is. G-String Gordon. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Chaz, AJ, and Jimmy, and Phil?
Hey.
Good, thank you.
Hey,
guys. Jimmy, just want to say thanks for everything you bring to the state. It's incredible. The show was incredible. We had Judas Priest and Queensryche. The funniest thing is we're sitting in Section 302. My brother with bad knees during the break, lady said, go down these four flights of stairs and go to the bathroom this way. And my brother's like, oh, the hell with that. We go to the left. We had come up in the elevator privately. We press the suite level to go down. We had our own private bathroom, like George Costanza in Seinfeld, our own private bathroom. We come out. Who's right across from us but the Jim Koplik suite? And we were invited by a gentleman with a goatee, and he was there with a girl. And he said, come on in. We have wings and beer. Enjoy the show. Too bad you didn't make it to the show, Jimmy. We would have loved to have seen you.
I would have loved to meet you, and I would have loved to have some of those wings.
Seriously,
yeah. And they treated it was just so incredible the way it happened. We get in an elevator. There's nobody in there. While there's 50, 60 people waiting in line at the bathroom downstairs. We go in. We got six stalls to ourselves, nice. Six sinks, little bowl of mints on the way out, and we were living like rock stars.
That they treat mince. Us with,
yeah. With
well,
the
you were VIP
and everything,
right?
Yeah, they treated us like rock stars. We parked right in front. Everything, Jimmy. It was top notch.
We had you sign our shirt.
Yep. So we hope to see you there again.
I will be there for sure.
Yep.
And that got all right,
you
guys. Not.
The only thing that would make this better is if you took all kinds of pictures of you in the suite.
Right.
Yeah, we should have taken pictures in the suite, but we were just so amped up that it happened.
Yeah,
it's
no.
The last thing you remember.
Yeah.
But it's always stuck in my memory.
Right. I'm in Jimmy Koplik's suite.
Right.
Yeah. We're right in. I believe it was 102 or 112. Its number
right across the bathroom.
Right across from the bathroom. Right.
One next to the bathroom.
Yep. Are you guys always together? Because you were together when you called last time.
Seriously,
are
you the same person?
Yeah. Yeah. I take care of my brother. He's an amputee, and I'm
nice.
His caregiver during the day.
Brother. All right, you're a good man.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
So now if you find chicken wing bones under your cushion in your seat in your suite, use the garbage next time.
Who do you think that was who let him into your suite?
Yeah, with the goatee.
Well, I have no idea, but if I'm not using the suite, we end up selling it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Huh. You know who that is? It sounds like Z-Man, but he's got his own suite.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
got
yeah.
his own suite.
Oh. Yeah.
He's got a bigger one than me.
What kind of wings? I'm stuck on the wings. Like, I just thought priest this was and funny. Wings?
This is like a Bill and Ted's excellent adventure story.
Like Bill, wow.
You're going to the bathroom. Next thing you know, I'm in the guy's suite.
Right.
Come on in. Have some wings.
Eat a dozen wings. Watch Judas Priest. Come on. That's great.
Well, at least we didn't send him a bill.
Right. Yet.
Chuck on the road. Hey,
Jack.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, friend on Facebook. I actually live in L.A. I'm driving down to Quaker Hill, and I heard you on the line, and I always listen to PLR when I come back to the East Coast. Just wonder if you can share a Carl Wilson story for me.
A Carl Wilson story?
Carl Wilson.
Nobody ever asked for a Carl Wilson.
Carl Wilson, the late.
Carl Wilson
from the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Yes. Carl Wilson was probably one of the five nicest people that I've ever met in the business.
Wow.
Ooh.
I have slept at his house when he was alive in L.A. He and his lovely wife, we vacationed together, great friends, uh-huh. And I miss him every day. I think of him often, and I think the Beach Boys would all still be together if Carl Wilson was still alive. He was the glue that held that band together.
Man.
Nobody disliked him. You know, Mike and Brian have problems, but Carl was always the glue that held everything together.
That is how we're going to begin next week with Jimmy Koplik, is his five most favorite people.
Nice.
That's good. I'll give it some thought.
Are we on there?
Right. Before we wrap up, on this day in what year was it, 77?
That's it.
On this day in 1977, Leonard Skinner's plane crashed.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And you had a Leonard Skinner show scheduled for Connecticut.
And the on sale was today.
Wow.
Oh,
so people bought the tickets in the morning and then found out later that day that the plane had crashed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Every now and then we'll get somebody who says, I held on to my ticket.
And I'll say, where the hell why didn't I keep the money? Because somehow the New Haven Coliseum kept the money.
Oh. Look what happened to them, though.
Yeah, they went down also. Right. Coliseum went down also.
They're not around anymore.
Jimmy set the charges. Ba-doom.
Yeah, if you watch that, if you're not really familiar with Leonard Skinner, you just know a few of their songs. You have to watch that documentary.
Yeah,
not the Artemis Pyle one, the other one, and it's really well done, and you really you feel the impact of the loss of that plane crash. So, Jimmy, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.